We can confirm that the Commonwealth Secretariat has received the submission from the Coalition for the Defense of Democratic Rights in Zambia. And we can also confirm that we are in the process of examining the submission, and we will be able to respond once we've done so.
So what goes into examining a petition if a group petitions the Commonwealth concerning some concerns they have in their own country?
The Secretariat's political team will look at the submission and advise the Commonwealth Secretary General accordingly.
After it's examined, then what happens?
The Secretary General will consider its contents and take whatever necessary action forward with the relevant people.
What goes into the temporary suspension of a country?
Member states will have to submit to CMAG, which is the Commonwealth Ministerial Action Group. And it's up to CMAG to decide whether or not to place this on the agenda for their meetings, which are held regularly.
So usually when a member state is suspended, how long does it last, and what punishment, if I may, do they undergo, if I may put it that way?
The extent to which it lasts is also determined by CMAG. That's not determined by the Secretariat, as this is a group that makes those determinations. In terms of what happens to the countries, we can draw on examples from the past where the first step is suspension from the councils of the Commonwealth, which will mean that that particular country no longer receives direct assistance from the Commonwealth.
Does the Commonwealth send its own observers, or for that matter investigators, to the country to really ascertain what is happening on the ground and advise the Secretary General as a result of their findings?
That is done on a case-by-case basis. The submission has been examined at the Secretariat by our staff, by a group of people who will then advise the Secretary General.